Welcome to The Business Strategist, the show that gives business owners and entrepreneurs game-changing business strategies that can be used in scaling and transforming a business. Sharing deep dive conversations with industry experts, thought leaders and clients facing real challenges and uphill struggles. Brought to you by business strategist, former elite athlete, international speaker and best-selling author, Adam Strong.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Business Strategist with myself, Adam Strong. Super pumped and excited about today's episode. Really am. Something a little bit different for today. And again, depending on when you're listening to this episode, but just to give you some context about today's episode before we get into it. So I don't know if you've kind of been doing this on a daily basis, but if you are creating content, if there are lots of tasks and activities in your daily routine that's eating into your time, and you'd like to find out how to use AI and automation to increase your productivity and efficiency, then listen. This is the show to listen to today, because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. And today we've got an amazing guest who I'm going to introduce very, very shortly, actually. But before we do get started, if you're listening to us live, use the hashtag live, use the hashtag replay. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, of course, feel free to reach out to me with any questions. Feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. And feel free to follow James over on LinkedIn as well, and any good podcasting social media platforms out there. So let's introduce today's great guest. We have the amazing James Taylor, who's the founder of a company called PowLeads. And they're an enterprise that is basically dedicated to business automation and AI-driven content creation. Now, he focuses on helping companies really kind of create kind of educational programs to enhance their brand presence over on platforms such as LinkedIn and on TikTok and Instagram and things like that. So this is going to be a really useful conversation. And what you'll notice as well is that James is, we're from the same neck of the woods. He's British, I'm British. So it's going to be really crystal clear, and it's going to be right up there. Now, what's going to be really interesting today's, ladies and gents, is number one is I'm going to ask James a couple of questions. But what's going to be fascinating about today's episode, and you'll need to make notes about this, I can guarantee you this, is James is going to interrogate me on my business, and we're going to strategize here live, listening in on to the podcast, and how you can use the tools and resources and advice about how you can put it into your own business. Now, I don't know about you, but that is an absolute no-brainer. So we're going to be going through everything from tools, resources. We're going to be going through questions, quotes. We're going to be going through prompts. We're going to be going through loads of different stuff all around AI and automation. And you know what? This is just such a great, it's so great timing in terms of, you know, just kind of where we're at with stuff. So without further ado, James, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thank you very much. That was an awesome intro. That's great. And I'm just as excited as you about AI and this conversation, and very excited to get into the strategies, because I think they're the funnest part, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I remember the other day when we were talking and we were talking about this kind of like, you know, 2023 was like when kind of people really started to have AI on their radar. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know about you, but in our business, we kind of like went into what we call experimental mode, right? And I just feel like this year is kind of the time when people need to now start riding the wave, the AI wave as such, right? And
definitely.
Otherwise, you could be kind of left behind your competitors. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, so I think people who don't have this natural ability to go and play are going to be left behind. And playing with AI used to be kind of a bit annoying because the outputs weren't what you were expecting. But nowadays, after learning just a few key things about how to prompt properly, how to use it, what to expect, and the potential future, it's getting really exciting, I think.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because since our last call, by the way, and I'll share a tool with you guys that are listening in later on, something that kind of James gave me in terms of the other day, in terms of a tip. We've just started playing with this new piece of AI, and we'll share that new little tool towards the end because it's an absolute no-brainer.
Excellent.
Anyway, all good. Yeah, absolutely, and I'm absolutely in agreement with you. So, listen, give us some context about today's episode. Tell us a little bit more about your fascination around AI and automation. And yeah, I'd love to kind of start with that. Like, how did you get into it? And you know, what have you got planned for us today?
So I want to kind of go through the idea of speeding up processes. So speeding up small little bits that you don't really want to spend a load of time on. Some things to do with like content creation and using AI to interpret data better as well. So all that complicated data and becoming a data analyst, you can now do in AI. And I kind of want to go through just your strategies and also point out some tools and things like that I can kind of suggest to you guys. Something so you can actually practically walk away and use one of these tools and yeah, make a bit of a difference.
Very, very good. And listen, guys, just for you guys that are listening, by the way, this is an AI masterclass, right? Just think of it like that, because think of it as you're observing, okay, an AI maestro interrogating me, the business consultant, okay? But really kind of what I want you to do is I want you to say, how can I apply the education and the tools and the resources that James is teaching into my own business? I want you to think of it from that perspective, all right? Kind of like the bird's top-down perspective of, and, you know, not everything is going to be to your kind of alignment, if you like. And you know what? You might have something that is already working. And I always use this analogy of don't change something if it's already working, right? Unless it actually is going to enhance or improve what you're doing.
Okay. Yes.
Super important. Right, James?
Yeah, exactly. I think noting down to begin with what is actually taking some time, what is working and what's taking, and I'm talking like what takes 5 minutes and those little 5 minutes that all add up. I think sometimes it's important to also note what can be done that a VA would normally be paid to do for like grabbing lots of data, and can AI replace that? And the next kind of level from that is actually trying to see if you can train a VA to use AI tools, and then they're a bit like a Jarvis connecting all the dots together.
Love it.
And connecting all the tools together for an incredible like output.
Love it. Very cool. So tell me, because actually, for you guys that are listening in, by the way, we actually conducted a short LinkedIn poll the other day. And the question was, what was the big magic question that if you was to ask, be able to get answered on AI and automation, what would you like to get answered? And so the two popular answers, James, were this. Number one, content creation, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
That's an easy one, right? So how to save more time on content creation. And the other one was, I'm just trying to think now what the other one was. Let me just double check. Saving time. Here's an easy one. Saving time, becoming nice, more efficient, more streamlined into what you do and things like that. Those were the two biggest ones that we had coming up as, you know, to saving time to create content and then using AI to repurpose that content. That was the two most popular answers.
Yeah. And I think AI is going to be, is now already saving loads of time. I've got loads of tools all kind of on my toolbar of what I use daily and even on my phone. And I even created a tool to kind of grab something like a blog or a YouTube transcript or a TikTok transcript from an influencer, and then to automatically create a bunch of content. And what I was working on until very early hours this morning was the ability to create multiple image prompts from a script, and then for those image prompts to be turned into images and then into videos, so that it's a lot more easier to just give one file to an editor and for them to just output a video straight away for you. Yeah. So it's kind of connecting a lot of dots all together and using these AI platforms to create the thing, but it doesn't take away the creativity that is required in a lot of this content creation. Still, we still need that bit of human input.
Absolutely. Interesting you said about that, because I think one of the things, and this is a really big, this is a really good Stein's question actually, prior to today's episode, but one of the things that were kind of crossing my mind, and it probably crosses the minds to some of our listeners, is how do you kind of balance content that is AI generated with kind of the human centric, you know, kind of content? Because I feel like, you know, and this is just kind of what I used to think, and maybe not so much now, but I know that some of our listeners will be thinking about this, is, you know, I don't want AI to replace who I am as a person, because they're not going to be able to reflect who I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Because so what I do is kind of diversify the amount of content that comes out. Some of it's purely made by AI, so carousels and things like that. Mm. So that's taking, which I think we'll talk about that tool later.
We will.
That allows me to grab one of my old blogs, one of my old videos, or a competition blog or something like that, and then turn that into quickly into a carousel, and it's there. Then I've got memes that go out, so that's using humor. So marketing memes I put out all the time, which I go and find, I find funny, grab that and have that as one of my bits of content. And then I've got you know, my tool, which is kind of grabbing blogs that I've already created, or even doing voice notes, so it's still coming from my brain, and then it writing a script. However, I say very clearly that you should always edit your scripts and edit like a little section just to make it a bit more you. And you can train the AI. So once you've created one script, you can rewrite that script to take out probably all of those like horrible, cringy, salesy words that the AI sometimes does. Take that out, add that as an example of how you speak, and then add in a little bit more about an actual story from that's related to the content. And then finally, doing things like these like things like podcasts, even a podcast with a fellow friend that you've met at a networking or something like that. Having something like this, you can then use tools like Opus, which is absolutely incredible, or even and basically put all of that up and then create these shorts. And these shorts are obviously all you from the top of your head. So interchanging all of these bits of content all together, and that allows you. How I've created it, I create all four of those bits of content, or put out four of those bits of content every single day. And that requires me to go on a podcast once a week, and to probably spend about an hour creating those micro videos. And then the rest, the carousel is AI, and then the memes are just memes. They're just the things that I find. So that's kind of my suggestion there for AI content, and the content you can create quite quickly with very little effort.
Very good. Well, let's get into the gist. Let's get into the gist of today then. So, you know, I'm ready when you're ready. Like, how do you want to jam with this? Like, where do you want to start? I'm kind of feel like I'm getting ready for a boxing match or something.
But I know, right? What's going on? Yeah, I think, well, how I normally go about things is simply I get someone to write down their daily, what they do every single day. So the little things that you do. And did you manage to do that? Have you got some examples?
Oh, I've got a lot of examples, man. I mean, I can tell you exactly what I do pretty much on a daily basis. So I can kind of give you a bit, and this might be the same for you guys that are listening in, by the way. So the majority of our time, so there's a number of tasks that we do on a majority of time. We do a warm outreach strategy on LinkedIn. So that's mm-hmm. that probably takes up the best part of around 4 hours a day. Okay. It's a long time. It takes up a lot of time.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. So that's one of it. And then obviously we create content practically 4 days a week, something like that. So we're doing a mixture of carousels, live videos, live streams. It might be a quote or a poll, normally a poll actually. And then it will be an image with some text. So we normally put out one piece of content per day, at least 4 days a week, generally speaking. Podcasting, of course. So we've awesome guys like you. So that's another way. That's another, I suppose, content educational way. And the other thing, that's the other thing. What else are we doing? Oh, newsletters. So newsletters, normally we're doing those once a fortnight, James. So mm-hmm. it's mainly predominantly education and content driven. That's what we're doing.
Right. Yeah. So I guess we could probably start with something like with the content that you're creating. Mm-hmm. So I think we already discussed and kind of suggested that I showed you a AI tool the other day. So that's called Post Nitro. And that's completely free tool. And that enables you to grab an article that you've already written or someone else's article and turn it into a nice little carousel. How did you find that?
Believe it or not, actually, you only started playing around with that yesterday. And it's interesting because when you have Post Nitro, you guys need to check out Post Nitro, by the way. They're kind of like in beta form at the moment, but they're pretty spot on. What I found is that when you upload the information, James, you only get a certain amount of characters within, if you put up a summary type of thing. And then if you add a URL, which is the third category, it's not so accurate.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a matter of because it's in beta test and that kind of stuff. But actually, if you summarize, say, for example, you take a transcript from, say, a podcast, for example, and you summarize it, and then you put it into Post Nitro. We're yet to do that, but I'm going to do that to see how it comes off the back of that.
That's cool. Like, I think it's the context window, which is the problem there. So they're probably using ChatGPT 3.5, and they should have a decent context window, but the output probably isn't incredible. Oh, no, sorry. It is using GPT-4.
It is.
So it might be that they're using a low context window, in which case you could solve that by grabbing the URL and putting it into another program to summarize it and then put the summarized information in there.
Yeah.
I think one tip I would say as well is to, when you put up the carousel, so actually make a video out of it. Like, so put it in CapCut and put it as and make an actual a 60-second video that auto transists in between each one. If you add that to places like TikTok and YouTube Reels, where you can't go left or right on those, it actually performs better than just putting up the images for people to scroll through slowly. So that's a little quick tip on carousels. And you get a bit more engagement that way as well. So people start clicking on it to try and go left and then end up liking it, which is kind of cool.
Love it. Love that.
And I think with... You said you have live shows as well.
Yep.
So your live shows, I think, you're using something called Riverside, right? Which I think is amazing.
Yep.
Like, that is such a great way to kind of automate. So I think a lot of people listening to this can kind of look that up. So something that's, that should take a long time to like put these all into, create shorts and everything. It's so nice to be able to just click a button, right? And then for it to automatically do everything.
Absolutely.
I love that.
By the way, we're not promoters of these platforms, by the way.
No.
Okay, so we're not personally endorsed or commissioned to do this. We just want to kind of give you guys some tips, all right?
Yeah. I think as well with content. So if you do what I did, so this is how I actually built my little SaaS. I built it in make.com. And how I did that was, and I built that first for my clients who want to kind of make content really quickly, and I built it for my VAs to make my content procedure easier. So I started building this in Make, and Make.com is incredible because you can connect multiple AIs and multiple other apps all together. So simply understand knowing how to build something there, you can kind of automate something in a single click. So I love that kind of little tip because love I that. Think inherently I'm just a little bit lazy and I like just clicking a button for and everything working.
You know, one thing that actually is and again, purely because I'm the type of creator that loves to do audio and video content creation, one of the things that I find extremely challenging is email marketing. Yeah. And, you know, because you know what? I love my list. I love my followers. Don't get me wrong. I really do. But I find it so difficult to, and it's so difficult to like create email or something like that. Is there a particular tool that you use that can help assist with this? But also, can that tool actually remind you of like when to send out, you know, a particular, you know, email or whatever it might be? Because I feel like, I'll be honest with you, I feel a little bit disconnected from my list, and it's because of me more than anything else. And I don't know about you guys that are listening in, if you have a list or you run whether it be a MailChimp or an ActiveCampaign or a HubSpot or whatever it might be, okay? You know, we can, rather than kind of like, you know, and I don't want to be one of these people where, you know, they sign up for something and they don't hear from me for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Like, that's just not cool for me. Like, I want to be able to hear from them. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, just having something that's one, keeping your newsletters going it can be a very good way to keep in contact with everyone. I think I don't want to plug it too much, but PowLeads also does things like nurturing email campaigns. So if there, so you can ask a question to someone and then the AI listens out for the answer to that and then automatically replies depending on via SMS, email, Facebook or something like that. So you can kind of generate an opening question that then goes into a conversation, which then you can take over. That can be interesting sometimes. Sending surveys, obviously, to people so that you can kind of get their opinion on certain subjects, that can be quite good, particularly if it's using AI. Giving free resources like free AI tools to people can be incredible. Mm. But this is on a huge mass level, I would suggest. So you've heard of, so what do you use at the moment for your email campaign? What system?
ActiveCampaign we use.
Yeah. So I found something the other day called, and again, not sponsored, reachinbox.ai. And that is really interesting. That's on AppSumo at the moment for lifetime prices. And I think their AI is just as good as Instantly. So it's pretty interesting having the ability for it to go on someone's LinkedIn and you know, write the first line of the email based upon their activity or their last post or their website. So and you can do that manually, by the way. So you can actually create lists of LinkedIn contacts and get the ChatGPT-4 to jump onto LinkedIn and find the website and then go and visit the website. Again, you can do this pretty easily by setting up a simple make.com. So you don't need one of those fancy things. But if you're on the lookout for a mass emailer, then that might be a really good one to jump into. I think there's a lot of different softwares out there, of course. Like, is it more trying to create a new conversation that you need to do?
I feel like when it comes to my list, I think one of the things is, like you said, around nurturing that list, you know, building up relationships, building up trust. One of the fine things that we find particularly difficult in the business is really kind of, I suppose, consistency being one of them, mm-hmm. right? But also kind of just to, I don't know, maybe I'm making it, maybe I'm making it more complicated than it should be, you know. You know, for example, we've created like 4 pieces of content this week alone, and I haven't even emailed. In fact, I just before I came on, I emailed the list out. You know, emailed the list with a piece of content. You know, and that's the way I suppose it should be done, type of thing. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just kind of trying to find ways in which I can, automate. No, not automate. That's the wrong word. To get some assistance in writing those emails, because get kind of like writer's block. Well, I do anyway, because I'm an audio and video creator. For you guys that are listening in, maybe you correlate. I don't know. Maybe you find it difficult to write stuff, or what to write is probably the key thing.
I think it sounds like the newsletters could be the funnest thing to automate. So what I would do there is probably I'd have my team or something to make sure that everything, every video that is put out is transcribed. So I've got the data to look at, or any blog or anything like that, put it into a document and then again, to create a make.com or Zapier. Oh yeah. I've got a really interesting thing about Zapier, by the way. Something there. And Zapier and make.com have got in the bottom right corner, it's got like a little AI bot, so you can literally talk to the AI bot and it'll automatically make you these things. So if you're like, oh, can you read out my emails or turn all my emails into a podcast, it can do it, can like come up with the actual, instead of you inputting everything. So that's a cool little thing. But the AI, what you can do is got lost there. So what you can do is curate all of those transcripts all together, create a prompt that will allow you to take all of that information. So you'd want to use ChatGPT for the preview version. So you have at least 16,000 characters, that context window. And then for it to grab all of that information and then create an overview newsletter of what happened that week, this week, with links that go to the content, so that you can boost your blog SEO and get more views. Although if you want to do anything in terms of improving the views on the current videos that you're outputting, it needs to be done within the first 3 hours of uploading. Which therefore the only way to do that is either create a system whereby as soon as you upload, it emails out your emails to the whole list. But depending on if you're making a video every day, you might annoy the list. So you kind of want to have either a very segmented list of people who already open the email, or create something like a Facebook group where they all get notified on their phone. So something with a notification or a mass SMS to selected people. Because the whole point there is as soon as you click upload and you go onto TikTok or YouTube or anything like that, you've got about 2 to 3 hour window where you want the maximum amount of engagement, as that will kind of tell the algorithm, this is getting engagement. These are the people who are interested. Let's show it to more people.
I think one of the things that I really struggle with, and this might be, again, something for the listeners here, is kind of training the AI, whether it be ChatGPT or whatever, is training it to know more about, which is kind of more human-centric, content-driven. And we talked about prompts actually the other day, but from your perspective, you know, working with certain clientele, and based on their activities and based on what we do in terms of content, how could we use, like, what are some of the most not impactful prompts, should we say? I'm going to call them impactful prompts. How can we use AI to, you know, and input certain prompts that's going to give us what we want. Does that make sense? Is there any kind of really good prompts that you have kind of off the cuff?
Yeah. So first things first, use ChatGPT-4. It's worth the £20 a month, I think. Claude is catching up, but there is there's a thing in the bottom left hand corner which is system settings. So you can go in there and you want to kind of be a bit of a philosopher and look at your previous data and how you talk, and you can start training it in understanding who you are and what kind of outputs you want, and even how it replies. So should it reply in a friendly tone, or should it be in a professional tone? Should it look up every single thing on the internet and double check everything, so you don't create blogs based on hallucinations by the AI? And then once you've got that part set up, and by the way, I suggest going on YouTube and checking out AI Advantage. He has an incredible kind of prompt and framework to make that system setting literally perfect. And all you have to do is just do it once. It takes like 10 minutes, and then the outputs are insane. But the other one, which is really interesting, is ranking. So at the end of every single prompt, if you, because this is essentially how our brains kind of work. Once someone gives you a bit of information, you rank it in your head, whether or not it's rubbish or not. Mm-hmm. And it's the same kind of thing when talking to an AI. So you've now given it an example of everything. The prompt, of course, you want to say, you've probably seen this before, but you say things like, you are an expert prompt creator, image prompt creator, you're an expert in marketing, you're an expert in business strategy. So give it a character. But then after asking it to do the thing that you want to do, ask it to rank its response out of 10. And then it will rank itself out of 10. So the responses. And then say, please improve these, the output, and make it a 10 out of 10. So it's simply doing something like that, which kind of ranks everything, and, kind of the outputs are insane. So, particularly if you're telling it, constraints to rank upon. So if you're saying, rank it for, you know, rank this blog depending on these factors. So you might make another prompt that's kind of highlighting what are the best ways to create a blog. So it could be like readability or something like that, or scannability. Can you rank it by its scan ability? And then for it to rewrite itself based on that ranking.
That's very good.
Little tip there.
like that. Some very good stuff. Some very, very good stuff. Anything else that I need that in terms of being able to kind of make improvements to my own business, in terms of streamlining things a little bit more and kind of making my day, should we say, a little bit less time taxing?
Yeah, like, so I think again, go and check out on Zapier. So if you go on Zapier, there's the AI tool I spoke about. So start typing in some things there. So speeding up a few things. It might be you want Zapier to look through all of your emails in a particular category or a particular folder, and for it to write a bullet point list and then to read it out to you. So it will send you a single email with an MP3 file, and it will read it out to you. You can even turn your emails into podcasts, or you can, there's tools out there as well, which I can't remember the name, but what you can do is basically subscribe to all of those newsletters that you get. So all of those interesting newsletters, it reads all of them, and then it curates a 30-40 minute podcast, which is basically kind of reading out the top tips, and that's sent to you directly, and you can just wake up, have a coffee, turn that on, and straight away you've got a podcast of the latest news. So that's particularly good for anyone who's a content creator, because then you get to find out what's going on in the world. There's quite a lot of, is there any other little kind of niggle?
I'll tell you one, and this is again from my perspective, it's probably a concern more than anything else, but one of the things that I know that we get a lot of so-called experts teaching about the whole automation on LinkedIn, for example. And so, like, I'm very protective of my personal brand, James, right? Especially on LinkedIn and stuff. And I think everyone should be, actually. And I know that LinkedIn are extremely strict when it comes to trying to embed automation into their system, because yes, you know, you might be a person that has, say, 10,000 followers on LinkedIn, which is quite a significant number of people. And so we're all trying to find ways to cut corners. And I feel like I've got, like, for example, I use this as an example. I've got over 4,000 followers, which is quite a significant amount of people, right? But, you know, going through and contacting each individual, reconnecting with them on a one-on-one basis, it would take you forever and a day. So how do you, what advice do you have for those listeners that, you know, are looking to potentially improve their lead generation and, you know, just to kind of touch base with their connections without it taking up hours upon days, if you like, you know, is there anything, a way to, I suppose the word I was looking for, to overcome my worry about getting kicked off LinkedIn, because they have very strict guidelines with regards to automation and stuff. I'd love to know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I mean, how, I think if you want to be really, really careful about it, I'd get a VA that is then trained using AI to do it, and look up the, so if you go and think a tool, there are automation tools like Expandy. I think Expandy is one of my favorite ones. However, I wouldn't overuse it. I wouldn't open with anything except a free tool, or something free. Mm. I never ask for the sale like instantly. That's just annoying.
Absolutely.
So making something like a free tool on something like Formwise. So Formwise AI is like a form, and they just fill out a couple of details. You don't even have to take the name or anything like that. Cool. You literally, so I think on my website, I've got, well, who is your target audience? What software are you currently using? And I think something about the, what do you hope to achieve? And then it looks at all the features of my software and then outputs a marketing strategy for them using my features and software, and then says, like, you know, don't use Active Campaign because it's cost $3,000 as soon as you go over 10 people. Like, this is way cheaper. I don't know why they do that. But yeah, so it kind of like sails within there. But then I would send that to a bunch of clients, and or potential clients, or even warmed clients already, and then just say, what do you think of this? What did it output? Like, and just be calm about it. Don't be so like overly salesy about it and try and sell something before you actually give anything to them. But yeah, I think the VA stuff is probably the best tip here. Training a VA to use AI tools is incredible. Like, it's one, incredibly good for the VA, because VAs are most likely not going to have their old skills are not going to be viable because AI will take that over. Yeah. Having a look and seeing all of these micro tools all together and creating something on your own to speed up or improve your strategies and your day. But obviously the connecting all of them together, sometimes you can't do it on Zapier and sometimes you can't do it on Make. So sometimes it's really good to get a VA, spend a couple of minutes. I think there's another tool called Scribe. Scribe AI. And that records your screen and creates almost like a tutorial. So if you recorded your LinkedIn and just recorded yourself doing the things that you do every single day, it will create a Scribe, create a tutorial very, very quickly that's easy to read and multi-language. And then you can go and find a VA to then do that automatically for you, and do it manually, and make sure that you obviously have a VPN and they're on a decent server with a UK VPN, so it doesn't look all weird. But that's probably the safest way to do it. If LinkedIn puts all of these these kind of walls up, maybe keep behind the wall and do it manually. I think that's what I think.
We'll talk about the VA strategy in a minute, because I know that you've created a course which kind of works with VAs, which we'll talk about in a second. Believe it or not, I actually discovered a great AI tool. Maybe this is one that you guys that are listening in that don't know. In fact, there was two that I wrote down. One is called Crystal Nose. Have you heard of Crystal Nose?
I think I've heard of Crystal. Is that goes on LinkedIn and then looks up the kind of personality of a person,
or is it exactly different? It's called Crystal Nose, and so it's exactly that. So, you know, for you guys that are listening in, that's actually a really great tool, because what it does is, especially if you're having a consultation or a discovery call or just kind of a first contact with someone and not knowing how to start up the conversation or whatever it is, Crystal Nose basically assesses their personality, their behavior, what they expect, what they like, what they dislike, and things like that. So check that out. I thought that was a really good one, by the way. And the other one actually I wrote down here, which are still, they're not perfect, but repurpose.io is a really good one as well. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, yes. Oh, that is brilliant, especially for any content creators. And it's getting better and better. Every time when I look at it again, it's got a new tool or a new feature.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, I love Repurpose. Well, I used to use Repurpose.io, but then I got a little bit sick and tired of it because it was just making too many mistakes. So then I decided to cancel my subscription, but I might go back to them to see what's happening and about that. So anyway, I want to put that out to you guys that are listening in.
Yeah, I still don't think you can beat the VA manually uploading. And also, I did find on TikTok not long ago, probably a couple of weeks ago, that if I use a scheduler to upload my stuff on TikTok or something like Repurpose, it doesn't actually get as many views or as many likes. It's very strange.
Interesting.
You have to do it manually. If you do it manually, for some reason, it just kicks off something. I don't know what it is. It's something to do with the algorithm. It's something that they're not telling us. But it does. Absolutely. It does seem to improve.
Definitely. Interesting. So I know we're coming towards the end of our conversation and stuff, but tell us a little bit more, because I know you created a course and I know you were talking about VAs and stuff, but just tell us a little bit more about the free course that you're offering to some of our listeners and how that works, and give us a little bit more of some context.
Keyword, free. It's free.
So, we like free.
Exactly. So so I made two free things for you guys. So the free course is called The Content Alchemist, and that's basically about train a VA and use a VA to use multiple tools like ChatGPT and Runway and CapCut to kind of turn them into an editing machine, and for you to also be able to curate all the information together. But I built that and then realized that a lot of people were saying, it's still taking me like an hour to to copy and paste this, or the VA is taking like an hour or something like that to copy and paste this just to get the document at the end. So I then created Auto Alchemist AI in January, during dry January, because I had nothing else to do. So I wanted to fill time up. So I decided to automate that. And so now you literally just click a button and it creates a 60-second script. All of the images, it creates a synthetic voiceover using that script, as well as image prompts, and now video, and a blog, a newsletter, and the social post. So it makes all of that and puts it in a Google Doc. And the reason why I put it in the Google Doc is so that you can go and edit it, as we said earlier. So go and make it your own. So I've managed to do that part. But the other part that I haven't managed to solve yet is taking that and posting it and putting it in different groups and editing the final video together. So I have a VA system for that. So we have a VA group by, which allows you to kind of share a VA. So you're able to, so this VA, so all you have to do in the morning, so this is my kind of thing. I go on YouTube or TikTok, I go and find some cool business stuff, grab the transcript, throw it into the tool, wait around 4 minutes. It then goes and creates the whole massive document. And then I click another button and it creates the video. This all goes to Trello. Then my VAs pick it up and they start making the video. And I record the script. So that takes around, I do it once a week, maybe an hour or something like that to record five to six scripts and send it back to them. And then they come back and then they go and post it everywhere. So they go and manually post it in places where most tools can't really do. And yeah, that's kind of, and then obviously they do all things like post Nitro and memes and post it around.
Very good. Very good. And so we'll put, and for you guys that are listening in on the podcast, we'll put the link for that free course that James is talking about. But just for the sake of the people on the video, what's the URL?
If you go on powerleads.com, it's probably the easiest way. On the right hand side, it says free AI tool. That goes to the free AI tool, the Auto Alchemist AI. And then at the top, it says learn, and it's powerleads.com/thecontentalchemist. So you'll see that, and it's free, literally.
Perfect.
Just jump in. Enjoy.
Very good. Very good. Quick one before we finish as well. Any AI tools for creating infographics?
Infographics. That is a good question. So here's what I kind of love doing. Any questions like that? I use something called futuretools.io and type in infographics. And that is a curation of around 2,400 AI tools that are continuously updated from one of my favorite YouTubers called Matt Wolf. I would go on there, go and type in infographics and go and check out a couple of those.
Perfect.
You can order it by freemium or free and go and test some stuff out.
Fabuloso. I'll make sure we get that done. Just before we wrap up, quick summary of today, because we've gone through so much information, haven't we? Let's just summarize what we've talked about today. We talked a little bit about email marketing. We talked a little bit about repurposing content, didn't we? We talked about a few tools around that, didn't we? We talked a lot about lead generation. We talked about carousels, of course, creating content, repurposing that, of course. Just before we go, actually, before we summarize, some quick fire questions. Virtual bots, yes or no?
Yes, to a degree. It could be a first line, but make sure it has a system in order for a real human to take over, because it can get very annoying if it's all pure AI.
That I do agree, by the way. love that. What was it I was going to say to you? There was another question that I had. Five top AI tools, which are your favorites? Go.
ChatGPT 4 and soon 5. Of course, I think probably Read AI as well. I really like that. Scribe AI, because I train a lot of VAs and train people. And I would say, wondering what else I've got like open. Leonardo AI, it's amazing for creating images. Post Nitro, I think is another one that's kind of like always on my system and always sitting there. And I think that's all of them. But of course, make.com and everything. Oh, and I also forgot to say, check out Zaps Unlimited. So that's like usually Zapier costs for the pro, the unlimited, it's like three grand a month. But there's a little trick that Zapier, long time ago, used to give away these accounts, which allowed you to create sub-accounts on top of an unlimited. So now you can go on zapsunlimited.com and you can purchase a unlimited subscription from someone else's sub-account for $29. So, oh my god! So
wow,
$3,000 to $29.
There we go. So so not only is this episode covered time saving tips, but it's also covered you money saving tips as well.
Yeah.
So
you saved two. So there grand.
You go. You saved $2,000. Love it, love it, love it. Listen, James, this has been amazing. Thank you so much, first of all, and thank you very much for your free gifts. We love free gifts, don't we, ladies and gents? And and make sure that you connect with James over on LinkedIn and on TikTok and all the other social media platforms. We'll put the links below, by the way, and I'll also put the links to the freebies that he's giving away as well. Hope you've enjoyed today's episode. James, just want to say thanks so much, buddy.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Alan. This has been really fun.
Awesome. All right, guys, listen, hope you have a good one. Hopefully we'll see you again soon. Take care. And make sure if this is the first time that you're listening to today's podcast, subscribe, leave a review. Hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Business Strategist with Adam Strong. Follow Adam on LinkedIn, YouTube, and adamstrong.net. Leave a review on Apple or Spotify.